Sunday, 6th of September. Remember Lot's wife. Genesis chapter 19, verse 26, New International Version. But Lot's wife looked back, and she became a pillar of salt. Luke chapter 17, verse 32, we have the words of Jesus. Remember Lot's wife. Jesus, in Luke chapter 17, had been asked by the Pharisees when the kingdom of God will come. His answer is to warn them to be ready, for the coming of the kingdom is like the flash of lightning that instantly lights the sky. It is compared to the coming of the flood in Noah's day, and to the destruction of Sodom and Gomorrah in Lot's day. Those who hear are warned to be ready to go when the Lord comes, and they are warned against turning back for anything. In the midst of his teaching, Jesus tells those listening to him that they should remember Lot's wife. Nowhere in the Bible are we told to remember Abraham, Isaac, or Jacob. We are not commanded to remember Ruth or Rahab, David or Joshua. But we are commanded to remember Lot's wife. We are told to awaken our sluggish memories and look back to the death of someone who passed through this world, lived in sin, and died in sin. We are told to remember Lot's wife. What is there to remember? She was married to Lot, and she lived in Sodom. Before God's judgment came on Sodom and Gomorrah, she, along with her husband and two unmarried daughters, were forced from the city. They were all commanded not to look behind them as they fled, but she disobeyed and was instantly transformed into a pillar of salt. Remembering Lot's wife does not mean we revive an ages-old, painful story, but be reminded that this life we are living is fleeting. Prayer thought, Lord, we choose to live for your glory each day, for life is fleeting.